after 3 days. How you feeling?
Feeling great, man. Excited that we're back out here with the boys. It's best time of the year, so it's been real fun.
What's a focus for you this training camp versus previous ones you've been through?
I think just continuing to emphasize getting the ball, right? Forcing takeaways and, you know, being really intentional with the way I see and read the field. You know, even able to make decisions quicker and react faster than I have previously to what I'm seeing. So that way, you know, half second makes a big difference in showing up in the alley on a run or, you know, break into a pass. So focusing on, you know, really seeing and reading the field fast.
I guess I'll ask you just in terms of, is this defense in your mind ahead right now versus this time last year?
I don't know. I think it's kind of a tough comparison. I think we're probably in a pretty similar spot, honestly. As far as our veteran guys, I think we're definitely ahead. I think as far as playing as a unit and like kind of building that chemistry, we're still on that track with some of the new additions that we've had and young guys stepping in. But I definitely have confidence that we'll get there and be in a really good spot come game one.
Jay called it a dogfight at safety for just playing time. You seen the same thing playing out so far?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of talented guys in that room. A lot of guys with game experience as well, and guys who've made plays. So, you know, we understand that at the end of the day, it's going to come down to guys who are reliable, who are always doing the right things, and who are, you know, getting takeaways and making plays. So we got to compete with one another and all prove to him that we deserve time and that we got to earn that time.
What are you excited to see with your defense this year? Maybe something different than last year, but this year that the fans are going to be excited about.
You know, honestly, I think it would be something kind of similar to last year. I'm just excited to see how many turnovers and how much chaos we can cause, right? And that was one of the things that led to so much success that we had last season was our ability to take the ball away. And, you know, we had interceptions across all position groups, D-line, linebackers, defensive backs. So everyone, you know, being able to go get the ball and take it away. I think also a big focus for us this year is being better on first and second down and stopping the run. We had a team meeting earlier this week where we talked about that. It's interesting because, you know, Coach Hill, kind of the mastermind that he is, talking about how we got to improve on how we play on third down, right? Our third down percentage needs to be better. But in order to do that, we got to be better on first and second down. So stopping the run is a huge part of our identity as a defense, and we want to be better at that this year.
Think the defensive line will get to the quarterback a lot this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got some great pass rushers. You know, got a lot of great players, a great scheme with confusing blitzes and, you know, creative looks. So I'm really excited to see that.
What have you seen from the younger corners who are kind of unproven but showing something?
Yeah, no, I've been really impressed so far with Trey Alexander. I think he's made some huge strides this offseason, getting bigger and getting stronger, and his knowledge of the playbook is in a really good spot. He's already made some great plays, and it's been pretty sticky in coverage. I think Evan Johnson as well has played extremely well. He was a guy who got a lot of game time last year. Jonathan Cabea, we saw him a little bit last year as well, a lot more in the bowl game when we were playing some of our dime stuff. But he's a great young player, and expect to see him make some great plays for us this year.
Do you have goals as far as interceptions?
You know, we go into each game as a team with different goals for, you know, how many takeaways we want to get. Obviously, last year we had 22 picks collectively as a team. We want to beat that, right? We set that last year, and it's like, okay, we can exceed that. So we're going to be gunning for that. But personally, you know, would like to see 5+ picks from myself.
I got to follow up about Trey because he has a lot to say on this subject. But how's his drip?
How's his drip? Trey's got great drip. Yeah, we got a lot of swaggy guys on the team. You know, JoJo Phillips, another one who's got some good swag. But yeah, Trey definitely has some good swag to him.
He's got a lot to say about Coach Hill's drip, so that's why I got to ask.
Yeah.
Is Coach leading the way in that regard?
Hey, all I'll say about Coach Hill, I mean, he's a grandpa now, so he's in a new league when it comes to drip, so he gets more excuses for the things that he can wear.
He's got grandpa swag.
There we go.